Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have with us Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty peachy, actually. Got the new furnace in and everything is nice and toasty at home. How about yourself?
Doing good. Doing good. Ready for all of this weather to warm up, so I'm not going to fib. I'm looking so forward to spring this year.
Spring, yes. Summer, not so much. That brings us a whole new raft of complaints. But we do know that you're going to have some good information for us today, so we've got that to look forward to. And kind of important and timely, like I just said, replacing a furnace can be expensive. Tell us about building an emergency fund.
Yeah, building an emergency fund for those unexpected expenses that come up, like your furnace, for example, it's super important. And I really just want to encourage folks to take the time to think about what are some of those things that can pop up that you might need to have money set aside for. So with the recent winter storms that we've had, just in my conversations with folks and with my own personal experiences, we see little things come up that we don't expect. And when we think about an emergency fund, sometimes we think, oh, I've got to have $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 set aside. Well, that's good for those big expenses like a furnace, for example, or, you know, another major appliance goes out. This day and age, oh my goodness, if our cell phones go out, they can be pretty expensive. But there are a lot of little things that can crop up that can kind of eat away at the funds that we have available. And we should be prepared for not just the big stuff, but the little stuff as well. Some of the things that I've heard colleagues and friends and just people out in the community, of course, with kids being out of school, that's been a big thing with the schools closed for several days off and on during the storms. And sometimes we have to miss work to be able to stay home with the kids. So we've got additional expenses maybe that we wouldn't have had before, like an increase in our grocery bill. And at the same time, we've got a decrease in our income coming in. So how are we going to fill in that gap? We're not looking necessarily at $500 or $1,000. Sometimes it's just an extra $50 here and $50 there. And if we have that money set aside, that really helps to kind of even out those low spots where we run into situations like that. I've got friends who had frozen pipes and had to go to the laundromat. And when you've got a large family and you're going to the laundromat, you're spending several dollars there. She expressed to me that she had spent up to $50 at the laundromat. And that's an expense that we don't normally expect to incur. Or we've got issues that happen with our vehicle. Extreme cold weather, I might have to replace a battery, or we might get a flat tire. Lots of different things can come up. And so having that emergency fund is super important. If we don't have that fund, what can take place is we can rely more on credit cards to cover those areas where we have those emergencies. And when we think about what that does with our money, not only are we paying for that emergency expense, but we have to understand that that emergency is now costing us more money if we're not able to pay off that credit card right away when we have to start paying the interest. So it kind of compounds the problem of the initial emergency. So really encouraging folks to set back money. Lots of times I'll get asked, well, how much money should be in my emergency fund? And that's really going to depend on your budget and your needs that you may expect to have. I encourage folks, just start small. Sometimes we can be overwhelmed if we say, okay, I've got to have enough money in my emergency fund to cover my refrigerator going out or to cover major repairs on a house like a roof. So just start small and build up your fund as time goes on. If we set a goal that is way too big to begin with, we can get discouraged when we don't feel like we're getting to our goal quickly enough. So look at what you might have down the road that you think you might have to cover in an emergency and start small. Different ways that we can build it, the best thing is to create some sort of a savings habit. So once you have your goal, you've got a specific goal for how much you want, look at ways that you can automatically put that money in to help you reach your goal. And the easiest thing, and I tell folks all the time, pay yourself first. If you have a way to automatically transfer that money, do it first before it ever hits your bank account. You can set up a separate savings account, and if you have auto deposit on your payroll check, have a certain amount of your payroll go right into that emergency savings fund, and you're not even seeing it. It's not hitting that main account that you're using to spend your everyday expenses in your regular budget. So you're kind of sneaking that money and hiding it away from yourself is how I like to look at it. And then kind of regularly take a look at your progress, whether you look at it every week or whether you look at it every month, and celebrate those successes as you see that emergency fund start to build. Super important that we give ourselves a pat on the back and we see the progress that we're making towards reaching that goal. It helps us to eliminate that frustration of, I'm not where I think I should be at this point. Slowly and gradually is how you want to grow your emergency fund. The other thing I get asked is, well, what should I just have an envelope of cash in the house? What should I do with my money that I'm setting aside for emergencies? And you want to think about, in an emergency, sometimes we have to get to that money right away. And we want that money to be in a safe place. And if we have that money in a bank account, we have easy access to it, especially through online banking now, where if we're out of town and we have an emergency, we can transfer that money. We can get that money out using an ATM card where we're at, through the cash apps that we have on our phones now. So there's a lot of ways to electronically access that money from different points where we might be. Sometimes we think, oh, I need to have the cash in the envelope in the house. Well, what if we're not home? Or unfortunately, what if our house were to burn down? Then we're going to lose that money. It's not protected. So having it in a safe place, the best way is to have that separate savings account in your bank. The money's insured in the bank as well. So just keeping in mind easy access and having the money in a safe place. And then deciding what is going to constitute an emergency. So telling yourself, these are the reasons why I would dip into that emergency fund. And almost kind of making a contract with yourself that says, okay, I'm going to get into this account for these different things. So some sort of a financial situation that you need to take care of in the short term or in the long term. So what are going to be my guidelines for using this account? Is that going to be, I've had a stressful week and I want to go see dinner and a movie? Or is it truly, I need extra grocery money this week, or I have a flat tire? So deciding what you're going to do with the funds and how you're going to do the funds and why you're going to withdraw the funds is also important for you to have. And like I said, all of that's going to be different for each individual, how much money, what you're setting the money aside for. The most important thing is to have a plan and get started on your emergency fund today.
Deciding what constitutes an emergency is pretty important, just as important as putting it aside.
Exactly, even though some days we might think that, for sure.
Oh, some days it becomes kind of an act of desperation. I really, really want this. But yeah, the flat tire, which we were on a trip to Michigan and wound up with a flat tire. And had it not been for the fact that we had something put aside, who knows, we might still be there.
Exactly. And, you know, those are the things that crop up. And unfortunately, sometimes a flat tire, instead of a tire repair, ends up being a new tire, and tires are expensive, and
yes,
you know, you're out $75 all of a sudden, and you weren't expecting that. So super important to have a plan.
Definitely need a plan, and definitely needed some timely advice. So thank you for that this morning, Kathy.
You are very welcome.
All right, we'll be catching up with you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.